This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We're joined now by one of the really good young players in the game. And it was a lottery pick back in the day. Already getting into his fifth season in the NFL. Time is flying. And he's from Cal. And his name is Jaylen Brown, of course, played very well against Miami. The numbers were across the board solid. He put the ball in the hoop with great efficiency, and he's doing a lot of stuff off the court. Jaylen, Tiki, and Tierney, how you doing today, man?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Great. What is the first thing you did when you bounced outside of that bubble?
I went and got something to eat, man. Went and got some food from a restaurant that wasn't, food that we had in the bubble and stuff. That was my first thing.
Yeah. How difficult was it down there for you guys? I mean, we've heard a lot about the mental toll that it took on a lot of these players, especially you guys getting to the postseason. You're there for months, it feels like. How difficult was it?
It was difficult. I mean, I don't want to speak on it, too negatively, because I think the whole process is something that I appreciate down the line. But it was hard, just being in the room. I felt like every day the room was caving in on me. Like it was just getting smaller and smaller every single day. So just being outside of your comfort zone is tough. But I feel like ultimately the whole experience was something of a lifetime, and I appreciate the platform that I was able to have and able to represent the Celtics and things like that were great.
Yeah, no, obviously, you want to come out of there with a championship if you're going to have all that sacrifice. And, we'll get to the Celtics in a second. The one thing that comes to my mind as we think about how this pandemic is affecting us still in this country and really world and the sports world, as we see cancellations happen in the NFL, some postponements in college football, what would be the reaction from you and I guess your teammates and the league if next year you're forced to do something similar?
I'm not sure. I don't know. That's a good question. I think that, it went well in terms of we had, 100 days inside a bubble and no COVID cases that were detected. So I think that was a win. But I'm not sure what the reaction would be. I definitely think there's some improvements that need to be made for sure. So,
such as?
Food?
That's a good question. Yeah.
Food?
Besides food.
Exactly. Food is one of them.
What else do you think they could do, though? Because I think a lot of people are interested in this because who knows if the season starts, probably not till 2021. That's the intimations now. If you guys are bubble-ized again, and I certainly hope for your sake that you're not, what would you want the NBA to do differently, to do better, to make it a better experience?
Personally, I think they just need to be able to have more access in terms of, family members or friends or guests to be able to come in and out. I think the food is one thing. Also, the amenities that are attached. I think that it was like the same thing every single day. That was in the bubble, I think, having like different things, maybe a comedy show, maybe different things to do to alleviate some of that stress.
But gotcha.
It was
gotcha.
Like the same thing every single day. Like, you go to the pool or you go play golf.
Not bad options, by the way, man. I mean, let's be honest.
Not 100 days. Not 100 days in a row, though.
Understood. Yeah, you get to day five, and you're like, okay.
Yeah. Like, I'm out of golf balls.
I've done this course 100 times already. So now you start to, your mind kind of disengages from it.
Gotcha. So we're talking to Jaylen Brown. You know, you really are an interesting young man. I mean, you've been out in the front lines. You've been to protests. You've been vocal. You know, you went to Cal, and I said that when I brought you on the show here. Not everybody – I don't know if everybody knew that, but Cal is a very politically charged campus historically. Did you always have that gene, for lack of a better description? Was that something that always interested you, or – did you go to Cal because it's obviously a great academic school, and as you got a little older, you kind of found your, not so much your political voice, but maybe your what's right voice?
Yeah, I think it's probably a little bit of both. I think that's probably what led me to Cal, just the energy on campus, you know, and the energy surrounding the campus in Oakland and San Fran and how diverse it is and how differently people think. It just, you know, I fit right in. And it just made so much sense, you know, being at Cal and meeting so many different dynamics of people who believed in, you know, something passionately, you know, and I just wanted to be a part of that. And I think that's why it made so much sense.
Yeah.
As an 18-year-old aligning with that type of energy, that world-changing type of dynamic. There's been a lot of world changes that come out of Cal Berkeley, so. I appreciate being able to spend time on that campus.
Yeah, and you're becoming one of them, Jaylen. As we all know, one of the big and loudest voices around the social change movement that's happening in this country. As BT mentioned, you marched in a protest and drove down to your hometown, and now you're partnering with the NFL, the NBA, I should say, PA, is partnering with Dove Men Plus Care to support this action called Commit to Care, which is care about racial equity now. Tell us a little bit about this, because it's obviously one of the most important things that someone with a voice like yourself, an influence, can do in this charged world that we live in right now.
Yeah, it's exactly how you described it. And CARE stands for Care About Racial Equity, CARE. And that's the initiative that, you know, Doug has came up with, and that we partnered with the NBPA and Government Plus Cares to change the way black men are seen and treated, you know, in America. And it's something that stems from media, false media representations, and it stems on down. So just trying to change that culture of how black men in total are viewed as a group. So I appreciate Doug and the partnership, and so do my brothers at NBPA.
So we're talking to Jaylen Brown. I know that CP3 is involved with that initiative as well. Donovan Mitchell, great young player, Utah. We're talking to Jaylen Brown, Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio. You know, one of the fears, and it was expressed multiple times before the restart happened, is that, all right, you have this voice, you have this platform, you're out in the front lines, you're doing your thing, and then all of a sudden, boom, we're going to get sequestered to Orlando and basically removed from society. And there was a lot of fear, and certainly valid ones, that the voice would be diluted. How frustrating was it to balance, and how challenging was it to balance basketball? And it's not like, you know, you were, you know, like the other teams that went there and they play their eight games and they're done. No playoffs. The Celtics were a team that we all thought had a real chance to get to the NBA Finals. So you're looking at the expectations of the team that could win, and what's more important, you know, what you're fighting for in life. That's to me, that would be really hard to do. So how did you compartmentalize your job and what's probably closer to your heart in the cause? How did you do that?
For me, it was easy. I wouldn't say easy is the word, but it fit the temperature and the barometer of the world and how everybody's paying more attention to diversity, inclusion, and a lot of those problems that we are identifying, you know, now. I think they've been there for a long amount of time. I just think we were putting emphasis on them. And I've been speaking, you know, not just now. I've been speaking since I've entered the NBA or since I became on this platform. So for me, it was a normal day. It's just my voice. Now more people were listening. But it wasn't anything outside of my comfort zone. It was just kind of like who I was.
Gotcha.
What I've been doing for the last couple of years now.
You know, Jaylen, I wanted to ask you this, and you're only a couple of years into your career, and I know that the dynamics have changed, but for a long time, You weren't even born at various points. But for a long time, Boston was perceived to be a city that was not welcoming to the minority athlete. And I'm curious, I know that that's changed, hopefully a lot, but certainly some, I know it has. Do you feel as if the Celtics fan, I know you were just in Orlando, but when you're back in Boston, are the Celtics fans fully on board with this movement, or do you sense some division within the fan base, which, based on the demographics of the state and the city, are primarily white?
I've seen and heard this conversation and topics, and a lot of the negativity has claimed that, you know, because of political activism and players playing a role, there's been a decline in ratings and et cetera. So how does that play itself a factor in how the game is being moved forward? I've seen this chatter, but a lot of this isn't true. You know, I've seen a new poll from Mayor's College that just, you know, talked about this in previous yesterday. And what we're seeing now is an overdue call to action and one that's bringing fans into the fold. We're all coming together to use our voices to really make a difference. And I'm proud to work with, you know, Dub, Memphis, Care to continue this and commit to Care now. Together, we're going to keep this fight going and make sure fans are committing to care about racial equality. And I think that, to be honest, for people who think that athletes should not speak on, you know, certain things, they should just stay in their role and stay in their lane, I think that those people are participating in exactly the conversations of oppression, you know, that we mentioned. I'm allowed to have an opinion. I'm allowed to speak on injustices. I come from a community. I come from a family. I come from, you know, all of that type of stuff. So if my family is experiencing it, I should be able to speak about it on whatever platform that it is that people believe, because I'm a millionaire or I'm an athlete. I should just keep my mouth shut. I shouldn't have anything to say about anything. I disagree with those people wholeheartedly.
Yep. Yeah, and you should. And you should keep doing exactly what you're doing. Keep playing the game as hard as you do, having the success that you have on the court. And if it amplifies your voice off of it, then more than the better. But even if it doesn't, you know, you keep putting yourself in the community, keep being an example, Jalen. We commend you from afar. Good luck to you. Good luck to the Celtics next year. More importantly, good luck in life, man. You're a great young man. We can tell, even though this is the first time chatting with you.
Yep.
We appreciate you.
Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.